I believe in lemonade. Lemonade is known to many as a savory summertime drink. However, lemonade was my chosen product of entrepreneurship. Whether the merchandise was pink, yellow, packaged, or freshly squeezed, my sisters and I would be found selling a refreshing glass for only 25 cents. In fact, the lemonade trade endured immense success on scorching hot days by the beach. My active eyes moved with each quarter placed in our hand-painted jar. I was mesmerized by the sight of metal coming from all different places and hands, being put into the possession of three hard-working sisters. One more quarter until I can buy the sparkly new pencil case. Only a few more days of lemonade until I can buy my own nail polishes. At a young age, I did not understand the value of money. All I understood was the need for a cool beverage on a sizzling day and that I would be the person providing each necessary gulp of lemonade. My wide blue eyes turned green envisioning all the items I could buy with each flimsy paper cup of lemonade sold. As I displayed all the profits to be counted for the day, I questioned if my success could get any better. However, the next few days were not as I envisioned. Then again, neither were the few months prior. Before the summer days filled with a sweet treat, my family had been given some sour news. My grandmother, who we call Mama, was diagnosed with cancer in two different places. Cancer was a word that was scarce in my vocabulary until that year. Even today, I do not quite understand the disease and why it must harm so many. During my prosperous summer, I truly did not want to think of the word. Thus, it was of great confusion when my mother suggested we donate our money to cancer research. What was even more jarring was hearing my two older sisters agreeing to her suggestion without a second thought. "Buy your lemonade, help fight cancer," my sisters would shout along the beach. I designated myself to be in charge of guarding the money jar. If I cannot have the money, I better make sure no one else can. How could something that is meant to cool you down make me feel so heated? Where the once tart beverage had distracted me from real problems, it was now a consistent, sour reminder of what my family was going through. I was like the bad batches of lemonade that get watered down and lose their value. I was letting the bitterness eat me alive. But then, all at once, my attitude took a twist. A man strolled up to our stand and inserted $20 into the jar. Had it been 2 weeks earlier, I would have been ecstatic. He then said to me, "Thank you for this drink. It is people like you who are the reason I am 5 years cancer-free." My eyes darted to the ground, and I could not bear to look at the coins I had once fantasized over. I no longer wished for the sparkly pencil case or nail polish. My thoughts only resonated to my mom. The green piece of paper stood out among the many coins, just as the man's reaction to our lemonade stood out among that of all the other customers. The resentment drifted away from me with the wind, and I finally understood the purpose of working. I aspire to help others in my future career ventures and make people smile as much as our lemonade did that day. I want to work with a purpose not related to money, but related to my passion for helping others. Since then, I have tried my best to include others, think of everyone before myself, and make even a small difference in one's life. Today, when I see kids fundraising lemonade to better a cause, whether it be for hospitals, schools, or the impoverished, I cannot help but put all my quarters in. Because when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.